Tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
This sports update is brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. In an interview with GQ the magazine, Jags quarterback Jalen Ramsey was critical of several NFL QBs, calling out Bills rookie quarterback Josh Allen, referring to him as trash. Ramsey is currently sitting on a team-imposed week suspension for conduct detrimental after threatening local media. In baseball, Seattle Mariners' James Paxton, he'll miss at least one start. Bruise on the left forearm, lucky after he left yesterday's game after getting hit on a line drive. Afternoon scoreboard right now in Detroit. Tigers, two on, two out, bottom of the ninth inning. They're down 6-4 to the White Sox. And in Minneapolis, Twins holding on to the Pirates 6-4, bottom of the seventh inning. And in Wrigley Field, Cubs are opening up a can on the Brewers. It is now 7-2, Cubbies lead in the fifth inning. The sports update, it's brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. I'm Clay Baker, ESPN Las Vegas.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Rolling along into the third hour. Ryan McKinnell here with me, you know, Big Matt, Fight Nation, 93 Sirius XM, and of course, one of the great hosts with Cofield and Company. Thanks again to Steve from yesterday for helping us out here. You can find the Bill Burr interview online at lvsportsnetwork.com, as well as all the podcast information from today. We had Ralph Michaels breaking down Notre Dame and the MAC. We also took your information, your reaction to a lot of stories here, 364-1100 and at 691-87. We'll get them all in before the show's end. And of course, get all our podcasts at lvsportsnetwork.com. Joining us now is Mick Akers from the Las Vegas Sun. Looking forward to having Mick on because he's always busy around town, especially kind of getting us up to date on some of the change of power that's been going on here in Las Vegas. How are you, Mick?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. Thank you. So you've been covering the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, the meetings that have been taking place as Rossi Rollincotter has got to step down, and it appears as though that they have found their successor.
Yeah, they're going to bring in Steve Hill, chairman of the Stadium Authority, former director of GOED, governor's Office of Economic Development. Has a lot of experience, you know, just doing some key dealings. So I think the hire is a perfect one for the authority.
We've also seen that there were some comments that if you can go on Twitter and follow Mick online at Mick Akers on Twitter, that several people, including Mayor Goodman, felt like, you know what, we need a longer transition phase if we're going to switch the head guy out. Why do you feel there's that kind of trepidation?
They felt that they didn't have like a set protocol in place to replace the CEO because it's only the third one in the last 27 years. So obviously they weren't expecting it, but so they were hoping to have him along maybe to, you know, just make the transition a little bit cleaner. But he's going to be on board as a consultant for 18 months. So anything that Steve Hill needs or any kind of questions, yeah, Rollincotter is going to be right there to help him out.
As Rollincotter, the longtime CEO, he's been with the Convention Authority for almost four decades. And, you know, that's very important when you start to think about why Las Vegas is a destination city for conventions. And, of course, he was very instrumental in getting the convention center's bill reformed for last year, where they were able to get that kind of funding for their expansion. How do you feel that, the inner workings and the story behind this, that they feel like, you know what, this is a big guy that's leaving the post, and this could be a large void for many years to come. But Steve Hill's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, there are many worried about his international ties because Rollincotter has been all around. He's a champion for getting all these conventions here, a lot of sporting events, NFR getting them to re-sign with their deal here in Vegas when they're trying to leave here a couple years ago. So obviously Steubel has some big shoes to fill, but I think with Rollin Cotter staying on for the 18 months, it's going to help him out, because obviously he's going to, you know, introduce him to the key people and obviously, you know, get him up to speed on who is who and what's what and, you know, what to do with certain guys, because obviously international, you know, travel and people have different customs over there, so you can get him up to speed on all that. Obviously, Steubel has also been out of the country with GoEd before, so I think he has the experience, and I don't think it'll be as big as an issue, but obviously with that 4 decades, it's kind of hard to replace that.
You know, Mick, we were talking about on the Nooner that Fremont Street is redoing, as we sit here and talk about tourism and tourists and tourist money. You know, Fremont Street is doing a $32 million renovation to the canopy. I just wanted to get your general thoughts on it. How much of excess you expect it to be, and if you can give us any added details on top of what we already know, which is just essentially a higher resolution and the ability to maybe scrawl some messages up there. Just wondering what you've heard.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to be a pretty big deal, because right now, as it stands, they can only run it at night because it's not bright enough and vibrant. So this upgrade is going to be able to make it a 24-hour attraction. So obviously, it's going to draw people down there all the time, because maybe some people might have shied away knowing that it wasn't, you know, readily working in the daytime. So, and then obviously that interaction, being able to put a message or pick the next song, or, you know, just, you know, put something up to your loved one to surprise them or something like that. It's a little cool aspect, you know, that Vegas has that, you know, maybe some other cities don't have. You know, the little things that count, I think. So I think the upgrade is going to be a pretty big deal.
We're speaking with Mick Akers of Las Vegas Sun. Follow him on Twitter, at Mick Akers. And back to downtown for just a second. Think about, has there been any other city that could ever go and put money like this into a downtown project that doesn't really help anybody other than it is a tourist destination and this is strictly for visitors and an experience? I mean, can you think of like any other city in the country that can have any sort of comparable funding where let's put in $40 million for an electronic canopy that'll save downtown because it works?
Yeah, no, it's like I said, Vegas is a, you know, interesting place. So it's not like any other tourist attraction. These things help draw people to downtown, and obviously they have all those businesses underneath the canopy, all those casinos and all that. So just, you know, bringing people down and having like, hey, this is a new version of it. Obviously, maybe some people that went down there before and they haven't been there for a while might go down there and check it out. So it's going to revitalize, I think, the area and just, you know, help draw some additional people. So, you know, just a unique aspect with Vegas, obviously, because you won't find this in any other city.
All right, Mick, so you sent out a tweet here earlier in the week. You said, Raiders president Mark Bedain, Steve Sislak, and others Thursday will tour potential training facilities in Reno to host the Raiders summer training camps after their move to Vegas in 2020. How realistic is this, and how sad should we be?
Well, it's looking pretty real. They've already had a few fours down there with some Raiders brass, and then some of the Reno reps have been at the training camp this year up in Napa with the Raiders. So they're going to be looking at 3 sites. Two of them are high schools, and then one of them is UNR, which obviously work would have to be done to use some high schools here. They're not going to be up to speed with the NFL, you know, caliber athletes and all that. But obviously you have to also think that the UNR football team and the high school teams up there will be getting ready for their seasons at the same time, because right at the end of training camp, like, high school is about to kick off, and then obviously UNR will be getting ready for that season. So it's going to be a little bit workaround they don't have up in Napa right now. So it's going to be interesting just to see how that works out up there.
Was this a weather decision? I mean, or is it just a spread the love decision?
Well, the Raiders have been pretty keen on not having their training camp in the city that they're located. They want to get people out.
Okay.
They see it as a good team builder, having them, you know, less distractions and all that. So, and obviously the weather, I'm assuming it's not going to hurt at all, because it's a lot cooler up there. So, yeah, just the weather, and also getting them away from Vegas for training camp. Get them a little bit more, you know, concentrated on what they need to be doing.
Do you find that maybe this is a promise that was probably made, one of those little things that, you know, didn't really get front page news, but it was something that when they had to go in front of the legislature to get the approval for the room tax? See, this is what happens when you ask the tough questions.
That's a terrible answer.
I tell you what, Jalen Ramsey would have a field day with that question. I'll call Mick back here.
It was such a good setup, too.
I know. I had us all written out really nice.
Right?
But think about that. Two high schools set aside in Reno. Reno, is that really all you got, Reno? We got Reno, the athletic department, obviously. But then Proctor, RU High School, and Earl Wooster High School. Boy, I tell you what, that's going to put Reno on the map right there.
Yeah, no, I'm busting balls a little bit, but that's generally what most NFL teams do, right? They, you know, the Bears do theirs in Bourbonnais. I mean, obviously, it's the team I'm most familiar with, but almost every NFL team does this outside of their comfort zone, and for whatever the reason may be, you know, spread the love. Obviously, the weather here in Vegas isn't great, but I think it is kind of what Mick hinted on when you talk about, you know, wanting to not get out of your comfort zone, but not I was going to use a bad term there. But you don't want to defile where you eat. There's no easy way to say that, right? You want to make it a comfortable experience. You want to spread the love. And obviously, I don't know what the prevailing factor is for not having the training camp in Las Vegas, whether it be weather, whether it be spreading the love, or whether it be just, wanting to not have everything in Las Vegas. I get it.
Well, I think Amy Schumer said it best.
What is the worst place you can ever imagine it being for a weekend? Reno, Nevada. Any reason? It's a dump. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
And it's like, it almost seems like this was one of those little, like, last hour deals. Like, hey, by the way, Las Vegas isn't just going to be the only one to benefit from this. Nevada. Yeah. Upper Northern Nevada will be able to have the training camp.
Yeah, and I want to be real clear here to Amy, and maybe this is my inner Nevadan coming out now. I grew up in Indiana, so Reno is like basically Lake Tahoe. Ease up on it being a dump. Like I know we like to make fun of Reno, and it's kind of, hey, Las Vegas, Reno. I get that. But let's be very fair about this. I'm going to go hyper fair in this instance. I grew up in Indiana. Okay, yeah, we got like seven Renos in Indiana. All right, and none of those seven Renos are neighboring one of the greatest mountain ranges and ski areas in the entire world in Lake Tahoe. So, ease up on that shroom, dog. I keep things in perspective. Getting carried away here.
And we'll be trying to reach Mick Akers here in just a few minutes from the Las Vegas Sun. But when you start to think about, like, all right, why is Steve Sisolak going to be a part of this proceedings? He's a commissioner of Clark County. He's running for governor, but what's he doing up in Reno?
Running for governor.
I know, which almost makes me feel like this seems like part and parcel with a deal that was probably in place a while ago. But Raiders don't seem to be rushing too hard to go and find the right spot. Do you find like they maybe this is just kind of grandstanding?
It could be. I don't really have a solid idea on what exactly is going on. I'm not on the inner workings of it, but this is like what I was talking about. This isn't outside the norm. I know I was like, oh, gross, oh, so disgusting, yeah, I'm sad. But the truth is that Vegas was probably never going to get the training facility anyway, because most teams, they don't practice in the summer in the city that they play in. It's just usually the case.
Sure. And even Minneapolis, the Vikings are up in Mankato.
Yeah.
Everyone gets the idea. But Napa versus Tahoe, that facility's already there. It is awesome. It is Napa. Can you do a case by case, like, which is one? If you were able to say
here's
Napa
the thing.
Versus
you,
Tahoe.
No, listen. You can't have a team from California move to Nevada and then still keep the training facility in California. You can't.
But it's so special there.
No, I agree. But then you're still got a part of your squad in California, and that will always be tied to California. Listen, when the Raiders make this move, they need to go all in Nevada, and they're going. And it looks like that's what they're doing. Not only in Southern Nevada, but Northern Nevada, and that's a good move, because this isn't just Las Vegas' team. The whole state is excited, and I'm sure Raider Nation is excited. You know, you think they won't be excited, you know, up in Reno? The whole state. I mean, I know it's not Vegas. Like, we don't get carried away, but yeah, you know, we're all invested.
Yeah. Mick Akers rejoins us. So we were asking you, what do you think, like, why is Sisolak touring around with them? And is this just grandstanding, or is this a real serious ploy?
Well, obviously, with him, he's running for governor right now. So, you know, it's just him showing faith. I think just him being part of it. Plus, he's been in with all these workings, with all the bringing the Raiders here, the stadium, and all that. So him and Banana have been, you know, with many events together and all that. So I think, you know, he has that knowledge, and he's been around it. So I think maybe if the mayor has some issues or has some questions, maybe she was going to ask him, because he has some dealings out here in Clark County. So I think it might, you know, be a little bit of both, a little bit of information purposes, and, you know, it's always good to, you know, he's out there showing his face with something that might be pretty cool for the, you know, Reno up there, having the Raiders having their training camp up there.
And nothing was ever promised during the negotiations to get the room tax, do you think?
No, I watched all those meetings, like late night and all that, and I never heard anything of any kind of promise or anything.
Mick Akers with the Las Vegas Sun, kind enough to join us. Final couple questions. Just Raiders Stadium update. The PSL day expired. What kind of like response and reaction were you getting when that broke in that story? It almost seemed inevitable, but finally that day occurred when, hey, you have to pay up for the money before you can go get season tickets.
Well, it's a plan thing with the Raiders. The first they opened it up to the Oakland Raiders season ticket holders that are currently holding the tickets now. So that went through, and that ended on the 13th, it was past Monday. And then this upcoming Monday, Tuesday, the 21st, it's going to open up to Las Vegas residents to buy the reserve seats, not, you know, anything besides the club or any kind of suite. So just like the normal seats. So it's been a planned thing, but everyone's pretty excited that they know that their chances here now to get to buy the PSL on the tickets.
And Mick, as we know, you cover boxing for the Las Vegas Sun. What as we start to approach Canelo and Triple G once again, what were your thoughts when you saw some early stuff that Canelo? Okay, he's like at 168. He's still a little over the 160 cut line. But how do you feel this is going to start playing out? Because both sides have been very quiet leading up to this this mega fight for number two.
Yeah, well, I think that's some weigh in yesterday. They both showed their weight. I think Triple G was even a little higher too, like 167, I think it was. So they're both there, still cutting the weight, obviously. But with Canelo and the whole tainted meat issue, obviously people are going to be looking at that. Maybe he's having an issue cutting that weight down with that. He keeps denying, but it just seems a little weird. But I think they're having a call today with Canelo, but they haven't had any kind of event where they're both like talking in the media at the same time. It's kind of weird. But yeah, today Canelo has a conference call with the media. Maybe he'll shed some light on his weight. But yeah, it just looks a little getting pretty close to September's, but I think, you know, that 8 pounds, he'll be able to shed that off before the fight occurs.
Yeah, Mick, I'm curious about this fight for a couple reasons, none more so than just the general popularity of boxing. Like, I look back to Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev, both fights, really. In that division, the two best fighters in their division, arguably in the world at different points. I mean, it was a huge fight for boxing fans, but the public interest, the general interest wasn't really there. You saw that from attendance. You saw it from pay-per-view return. Andre Ward retired. I'm not saying he'd be retired because of it, but he did fight his arguably his greatest rival and his toughest competition and got basically nothing out of it. Now, obviously, there is some interest in this rematch. It was a potential fight of the year the first time they met, but as we talked about, the tainted meat, the delayed fight, what type of gauge on this fight are you getting for this rematch, and what type of return will we need to see for this to be a success?
Yeah, with Andre Ward, he was like, he's been one of the top caliber fighters, but he doesn't market himself very well. So he's kind of a low-key guy. He wasn't out there like, I say, like a Mayweather, you know, just out there, you know, putting himself out there, getting everything going, hyping everyone up. Like, he was a low-key guy. So in that aspect, the Kovalev and Ward, you know, even Kovalev, not a lot of, you know, besides not like hardcore fight fans out here, they probably didn't know who Kovalev was even after the first one. So, but with Canelo, he has that star power. Even after the whole tainted meat thing, he still has his backing, and everyone, you know, thought it was a split decision in most people's mind last time. Like with Triple G, some people thought he won, and then Canelo thought he won.
Right.
So I think it'll be a little bit down from a original one, but I think there's still a lot of interest there just to see how this plays out. And obviously, Canelo's trying to use that whole tainted meat thing as a little extra incentive to come out and then you know, put a little better performance on this time around.
Mick Akers with us from the Las Vegas Sun. Follow him on Twitter at Mick Akers, AKERS. Mick, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks again for it.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
all
Mick.
Right. Yeah, follow him on Twitter over at Las Vegas Sun, LV Sun. And yeah, it's interesting to see that, like, we heard all the vitriol of leading up to, you know, the tainted meat and everything else, but everyone's been really quiet. Like, the 4 weeks before the fight's supposed to take place, you normally get a lot of the sizzle and the action, so you can get the pay-per-view vibes, but we're not really seeing that. Everyone's been very, very quiet. Will this be the week? Maybe once they start doing joint conference calls, then we'll start getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, maybe. I am surprised by the lack of excitement, talk, chatter surrounding this fight, because I was extremely interested in the first fight, and my interest has only gone up because, number one, I thought Triple G won that fight, very similar to the Kovalev-Ward first fight that I thought Kovalev won, which made my interest for the second fight all that much more, but that on the general ass, it wasn't there. You know, I went to that fight. It was a half full arena. Now, we're obviously not going to have that problem because Canelo had the Floyd Mayweather rub, and he's a huge star in Mexico and just a star in general. He's very popular. Canelo definitely is the A side of this fight. But as far as this being a big fight or a big draw, we talked about Kovalev Ward. Listen, Triple G is very similar to Kovalev in the sense that they're, you know, Eastern European, they're soft-spoken, they're not particularly charismatic in any one given way outside of what they bring inside the ring. So I do wonder. I mean, I expect a million pay-per-view buys, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was under at all. And if that's the case, it would make me worried because Canelo is clearly the biggest star in boxing right now. I think there's some people on the come up. I think obviously Anthony Joshua in the heavyweight division has potential. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of potential there, right? But there's only, and this usually happens with boxing through generations. Mike led to Oscar led to Floyd led to, and now we're kind of like, what?
Yeah.
Floyd led to Canelo, right? But Canelo needs a villain. Canelo needs a rival to up his profile because that's how he was built. He was built through a rival with Floyd Mayweather, right? So he needs Triple G out here to give him a fight, to beat him, to make it a trilogy. We need something.
We need that trilogy.
Yes, we need something. We need something. And we're probably going to get the trilogy because the first fight was a draw. So, you know, boxing, that's what they love. They love to set up the money and the length, and that's probably what we're dealing with. I hope it's a good fight. I hope people turn out. I hope the promoters do their job because there is no excuse that this fight shouldn't be one of the biggest of all time, which I don't think it will be, but it should be.
It should be. Yeah. And you have just like a handful of weeks before the bout's supposed to take place for the number two, you know, the return, the rematch. And one of the biggest boxing stories is something that Sly Stallone said on TMZ, that he feels 99% sure that Floyd and Pacquiao will happen again. Like, it's that kind of malaise that, like, well, you really got to strike while the iron's hot, while you have people's interest right now. You should be promoting this fight better, and you should not be, like, you know, everyone, you can clickbait whatever Stallone says, but it almost seems like, you know what, that might be the big story.
Yeah, and you're right. It's kind of like what you're talking about, like the joke of boxing.
The joke of boxing.
Right? Like, you hear horse meat. Like, I swear to, that's my biggest fear, is that the rivalry of Canelo and Triple G will come down to one word or two words. Horse meat. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like people are like, oh, that's boxing. That's boxing. Oh, what do you say? It was horse meat? Yeah, right, whatever. What a joke. You know, people don't fight people. People are cheating, blah, blah, blah. And listen, it's not right, but it's just like we're talking about the general fan. And we're talking about the general fan forking over $100 on a pay-per-view. You know what I mean? I don't know what they're going to charge for Triple G. It probably won't be that much, but it's a lot of money. And to get people interested and to spend their money, you can't have horse meat as a part of the narrative. Because then you know, credibility gets brought into question. And in boxing, listen, De La Hoya Mosley, Bradley Pacquiao, Holyfield and Bo, I can't remember exactly who. There's a lineage of moments throughout the last 25 years in boxing that if you're a boxing fan, your passion has just been chipped away and stripped away and taken away year by year, month by month, week by week, it seems like. And this one was another one. Well, we were excited for the rematch, like before
totally,
the horse meat.
In. I'm like, all right, fine. But yeah, horse meat.
And now it's kind of...
Boxing runs out of eyes to blacken.
Yep.
And
well said.
And they don't have like anything else to work with. And like... If we are set with like the biggest possible story in boxing is the rematch for Pacquiao Mayweather.
Oh God!
Then let's just fold up the tents.
Yeah,
pack it all in.
I think we got a better chance. They talked about it. I think we got a better chance of Mayweather training Pacquiao for potential fights, which is Mayweather has said that he wanted to do. And listen, like,
that would be cool, man.
Well, it would be.
That would be all right.
Yeah, it would.
But
who
are you going to fight?
Well, that's the talk. We don't know. There's some speculation that Pacquiao might want to take one more big fight with an up-and-comer who he might want to put over or get one more last big payday. Because, I mean, we understand that Pacquiao is nothing what he was. I mean, I think that's pretty much clear. But the fact is that, you know, Mayweather is still the biggest star in boxing, and he's not fighting. He's retired. And probably the second star, even over Canelo,
yes,
is probably Pacquiao. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like they're neck and neck, and that's a problem because Pacquiao's so past his prime. But, I mean, listen... If you can put a young star over it, and there's a few out there, not exactly sure who Pacquiao might pick or who promoters might match him up with, but the narrative of training with Mayweather would actually bring some added interest. I like I said, I would much rather see him train with him than fight him. None of us need to see number one, Mayweather back in a ring again. Let him, you know, 50-0 is a really nice number. Right off, well, 49-0 with an asterisk.
Really nice one.
It's a really solid number.
Yeah.
You know, you did what you did. I don't think you can do any more. I definitely don't need to see you fighting Pacquiao again.
That's Ryan McKinnell. I'm Clay Baker. It's the Press Box. Jay Dimes here as well doing the updates. Great job today out of Jared. When we come back, we'll go over the stories around baseball, what's happened to Leonis Martin of the Indians as they are dealing with injuries. We also want to get into what Dwight Howard said on who he wants to change and morph into, as well as tracking down what happened at the University of Maryland and following that strange story here on ESPN Las Vegas.
That's the sound cosmic.
Traffic brought to you by MyFlightSearch.com. We still have that road closure. Police activity in Boulder City that's on the new highway I-11. Both north and southbound is closed due to a suicide attempt. We have other accidents to watch out for. Las Vegas Boulevard northbound at 215. Rancho at Sahara. Lake Mead at Nellis. And on Boulder Highway near Desert Inn. Traffic has been brought to you by MyFlightSearch.com.
Where have you always wanted to go? That place on your bucket list. Book it today on MyFlightSearch.com. The best rates on flights, hotels, and car rentals mean you can book your bucket list trip right now. Start dreaming today. Visit MyFlightSearch.com. We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, I'm amazed at how much you help the local business community. Can you explain that a little bit?
One of the biggest hurdles that small businesses have is a customer that's ready to buy but doesn't quite have enough money for their goods or services. That's where we come in. Auto repair shops, apartment complexes, vets, dentists, doctors, really any small business that sells anything.
I get it. You lend the customers the cash and they make the sale?
Exactly. Everyone's happy and we get a new customer. We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck. Bosses, HR departments, coworkers, send them our way. We'll treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
Two very helpful ideas. Send in your customers or staff to get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Watch the CW News at 10, now 7 nights a week. Breaking news, top stories every night of the week on the CW News at 10. Your weather authority helps plan your work week.
And your weekend fun.
On the CW News at 10.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance. Going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia. On Sahara, just west of Decatur.
Findlay Kia.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
I'm going to show you how to get top dollar for your home. You're going to love the money you make and refer all your family and friends. Your experience will be nothing short of amazing. Hi, I'm Aaron Taylor, the real estate guy, Nevada's number one real estate professional with over 22 years of experience and over 5,000 homes sold. Call me today for an amazing real estate experience. I'll buy your distressed home, giving you cash in 5 days, cash advance in 24 hours if needed, free attorney representation, and cash back for your short sale. And for traditional sales, I know every trick in the book to get you the most money possible. Call me today, 702-310-6683, and see the value of the real estate guy. 702-310-MOVE, or go to therealestateguylv.com and see our reviews. 048 Realty, call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time, wearing your own clothes, is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards program, earn up to $100 with the Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you will also earn cash back points for every wager made, win or lose, on the Nevada Mobile Sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in the Fall Rewards program, it's easy. Just visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made, with room for up to 8. Choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. SubaruLasVegas.com.
Temperatures are at their highest, and so is your electric bill. Call Universal Solar Direct for your free energy consultation.
Universal Solar Direct.
Pay less for your electric.
Call
702-487-6900.
Nevada license 79863.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
Your sports update is brought to you by Finley Honda North. The University of Maryland has accepted the legal and moral responsibility for football player Jordan McNair's death. Yesterday, the school announced that they had parted ways with strength coach Rick Court. Another investigation will examine head coach DJ Durkin and his staff. Here is what UMD's president, Dr. Lowe, had to say on the matter.
Based upon what we know at this time, even though the final report is not completed, I said to the family, the university owes you an apology. You entrusted Jordan to our care, and he is never returning home again.
In afternoon baseball in Detroit, the White Sox defeated the Tigers 6-5. In Minnesota, the Twins lead the Pirates 6-4 in the top of the ninth. In Chicago, the Cubs lead the Brewers 7-2 in the top of the seventh. And in Oakland, the Mariners and A's are tied at 0-0 in the top of the fifth. Tonight at 7, your Las Vegas Aces will be taking on the New York Liberty, and that will be live from the Mandalay Bay Event Center. You can hear T.C. Martin call the game tonight on ESPN Las Vegas. Your sports update was brought to you by Nevada's newest Honda dealer, Finley True North Honda in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. I'm Jared Diamond on ESPN Las Vegas.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show
702-364-1100. J-Dimes. What updates today, J-Dimes?
Turn my headphones up.
Holla. Holla.
Freestyle. Go, Jared. Freestyle.
Can't hear it. Otherwise, I would.
J-Dimes.
He's like, no, I would. I just can't hear the beat.
I would. I'm totally prepared to do some freestyle.
I got bars.
Oh, man.
Give me that sweet. Give me that. Give me
the Bible's Got Psalms.
Yeah, give me that 16, Jared. Yeah. Okay. Get the show back on the rails.
We'll make you sing on Monday. That's for damn sure. when you start to think about the Indians and you're happy for the movement they were able to make. You know, you think about Cleveland always trying to find like some sort of a reason to go and cheer for them. And the Indians have been a pretty solid team all year long. And you, when you got Trevor Bauer and Corey Kluber in the mix for your rotation, that makes it probably one of the strongest in the American League. However, things are starting to unravel there, and it's just because of the injuries. Trevor Bauer is now sidelined with a fracture. That may take at least a month to heal. We don't really know for sure.
Yeah, that's what you want heading into the playoffs.
Your number two is really like a number one.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's nice you got Kluber and everything, but if you're going to make a run at the World Series, you're gonna need Trevor Bauer. Unquestionably, it's not even
And I didn't think Trevor was going to have such a great year the way it started out.
No, right.
Because he wanted to make sure that his contract was stipulated. It had a bunch of 69s and 420s in it, and I was like, good man, Trevor. I don't know if your mind's totally on baseball, but let's go.
But I like you. I like you, kid. Well, I gotta say this, the one benefit Cleveland has is they can rest. They can rest their entire roster. They can call up their entire AAA team, and they're still going to win the division.
Oh, because there's no one in the AL Central that's even like, good God, it's just...
Second place is the Minnesota Twins at 55 and 63. So, I mean, the AL Central, this could honestly be...
That's a 12-game lead that is secure.
Yeah, I don't have anything in front of me to warrant this, but this is one of the worst divisions I've ever seen in the history of my 35 years of being a baseball fan. You look at the Royals, 36 and 8. Oh, my... Hold on. I just did a double take. I like casually 36 and 83. We are midway through August, and the Kansas City Royals have 83 losses. I don't know why I'm giggling. My White Sox got 76 losses. The Tigers are 50 and 70, slightly better than the White Sox. And as I said, the Twins 55 and 63. They're terrible. That division is really horrible.
Yep. And you saw when like the Lions or the Tigers were like selling off. They got Leonis Martin for a year. He had a really fantastic first couple months, and then he goes to Cleveland. And you're like, perfect. That's good because in response they get Willie Ramirez. Or, I'm sorry, Willie. I just forgot his last name. Not Pops, but Willie Castro, the shortstop with the Indians. Done. Good guy to have. Now, Leonis Martin is still in the hospital.
Yeah.
And this is just a very, very scary story. He has a bacterial infection that attacked his organs and was life-threatening. I mean, he was within minutes of dying. He is now in stable condition. But let's face it, the outlook was grim.
Welcome to Cleveland.
Welcome to Cleveland.
Don't drink the water.
Welcome to infections are no joke.
Yeah, no. And that's what it was, a blood infection?
Bacteria. It entered somewhere, and it was severe because his organs start to shut down. And there were points in which Francona of the Indians, the manager, was like, we have to pray for Leonis. Last week he was saying, before anyone divulged what he has, that we have to start praying for him. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, that's so scary.
I mean, wasn't there a Buccaneers kicker that blamed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the MRSA
staff.
That he got? Yeah, the staph infection. So he got
I vaguely remember something about that, yeah.
Until then, you don't really hear about these blood infections, but they are very serious, and there's no like indicators to go and say this is what it is, because by the time that takes doctors to go figure it out or you to get your fat ass to the hospital, it's too late.
Yeah, and that's the thing, with staff and with MRSA, a lot of the time, sometimes it'll show. You have a lot of it in mixed martial arts and grappling because of the sweat and the blood and the body-on-body type contact, and you get that. And sometimes you'll get horror stories when people get pieces of their skin eaten through. Yeah, I remember our pal, a friend of the show, Forrest Griffin. I had lunch with him. I was like, must have been like 6 months ago at the time. I was over at the PI, the UFC Performance Institute. Told me a story about a guy he used to work with. He's from Georgia. The fella got staph in his nether regions and ate off his Johnson.
Dude
no longer has his. Yeah.
Mother effer!
Oh, did that? Oh, no.
Yeah, it hasn't left me. Never going to leave me. I remember after him telling keep in mind, this is while we're eating lunch. This is literally while I'm eating a hamburger. And I was like, gee, thanks, Forrest. Not only did you ruin my 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, you ruined my life. Like, I never knew that could happen. I never knew you could lose your Johnson from staph infection. Well, apparently you can, so sleep well, Las Vegas. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
I have now given you this gift. Forrest gave it to me. I'm giving it to you. Enjoy. Take it with you.
I can't do it.
I mean, tough acting to Nectin's not going to solve your problem here.
Yeah, no, that's a life problem. And I'm kind of making light of this. And no, it's a serious situation, Leonis. I'm glad that he's feeling better-ish. He's not on death's door, and... Yeah, this stuff's serious, man. Like, health's no joke, especially with that, like, MRSA, blood infections, bacterial infections. Because it's not necessarily a silent killer, but especially when you get, like, with athletes, right? Right? And, like, hard-headed, independent, competitive, whatever you want to call it, right? Athletes, top-level athletes. When, you know, they don't, they're like my bulldog. We thought my bulldog tore his ACL last week, and it was horrible because you can't tell what exactly is wrong with them. In Bulldog's case, okay, they can't speak. We get that, but I'm actually going somewhere here with this.
Yeah.
The toughness.
Yeah, your toughness.
Right, you don't know how to gauge it.
Self-diagnosis.
Right, and that's the issue with these athletes is like, oh, I'm good. Oh, I can walk it off. I'm straight. I can stand. I'm good. It's like, well, no, your organs are being eaten alive and you might die. So
sure,
maybe go talk to a doctor.
Yeah, and you have to have that alpha male mentality to overlook
it.
Aches and pains are part of the problem. I mean, I get hit in the head to train every day. So yeah, I'm not going to worry about one little itch.
Right.
Or a little scratch.
Yep.
But for Kenley Jansen, though, the Dodgers, he's got another situation.
Yeah.
The irregular heartbeat has sidelined him, they think, for a month. But 6 hours ago, Jansen, according to Fox Sports LA, that he wants to be back next week.
Oh, man.
And it's like, man, are you sure? He threw a successful bullpen session Monday, conditioned yesterday, and he's going to throw to hitters today.
That's concerning from this standpoint, right?
Yeah.
Like, we went from heart surgery to, yeah, I'll be back next week. Well, it's very casual, you know? And this
we
is
know
something,
the team's struggling.
Right, right. And then that's another concern is, like, as we talk about the toughness and the competitiveness of athletes, and you talk about a closer, that's an entire different level of competition and dedication to a team, I think. It's definitely a different role, right? And a lot of onus and a lot of responsibility falls on a closer, especially the likes of Kenley Jansen. I mean, there is no better closer in the game when he is on and when he is healthy and when he is doing his thing. He is top of the line closer material. So
he's awesome. He's a force.
Yep. And I understand why he wants to come back, but Kenley, no. And this is something he's already had surgery for. This is something he's already had taken, well, not taken care of, but had issues with and had to go get fixed. So
yeah, think about that. It's his second, which would be his second heart surgery since 2012. He's only 30 years old.
Yeah.
But this time around, he thinks if he gets surgery, you know, after the season, he'll have the catheter ablation, where that's where they use a catheter to do scars in your heart tissue, and that helps prevent the irregular heartbeat.
Excuse me.
Your body's heart will try to heal the scar tissue, and that'll keep the irregular heartbeat from occurring. It'll put it back on time.
Okay, I'm sorry. When you say catheter, is there another meaning for catheter that would, like, where I would think of, like, where that would reach the heart? Like, the catheter I know is the catheter I'm thinking of. Like, yeah. There's only one way the catheter goes in?
Yeah, the urethra Franklin.
And it goes up to the heart?
They have ways of doing it in stints where they can just kind of block it off up top, right above the breastplate, and use that from there. And, yeah, they can do that.
I don't. There's too much Johnson talk in this 15 minutes. I'm getting real icky feels. I don't like the show.
Oh my god! Yeah. These are pre-existing conditions.
Yeah. I know this is.
I'm
not
starting to wince.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
Okay, we'll all make you laugh here in just a few minutes when we talk about what Dwight Howard's trainer wants Dwight to become in his next role in the Wizards organization. We'll do that and follow up on the University of Maryland next.
That's the sound cosmic.
Well, the freeway has reopened in Boulder City at I-11 in both directions at Hoover Dam Road and Pat Tillman Memorial Bridge is now open, I-11, due to police activity earlier in the day. Lake Mead at Nellis, though, crews are on the scene due to an injury crash, as is Rancho at Sahara. Las Vegas Boulevard northbound at 215, and we have a crash on Boulder Highway in the clearing stages at Desert Inn.
Hey everyone, Ed Graney from the Press Box here. Yeah, I know it was inevitable most would overreact to Baker Mayfield's debut as an NFL player. Happens all the time with rookies. Well, do you know what is not an overreaction? The true greatness of MyPillow. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code PRESSBOX, or call 1-800-948-1192. And get this, folks, for just about the price of one MyPillow, you can now get four pillows. I said four! No more stirring at 3 a.m. to flip your pillow. No reshaping, no tossing and turning. MyPillow will change your life forever. It has definitely changed mine. Head to MyPillow.com right now, click on the four-pack special, and enter promo code PRESSBOX or call 1-800-948-1192. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. You can't beat this deal. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I said 10 years and 60 days. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and enter promo code PRESSBOX for that discount you want and need. Call 1-800-948-1192. Sleep better, everyone.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
It's back, and it's even better. The Great Giveaway Football Contest from Station Casinos. 400 end-of-season winners, including a Beezer home for most winners and most losers. Win a Ford Mustang, Fusion, Escape, or F-150 every week. Still just $25. Buy two entries, get a third one free. Sign up by August 22nd and get a free T-shirt. The $2 million Great Giveaway Football Contest. At all Station Casinos, Palms, Fiestas, Wildfires, and the El Cortez. Complete rules at the sportsbooks.
It's time. You better get a Jetta at Findlay True North Volkswagen during the Volkswagen Smile and Drive Days. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. They put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road. Head north to Azure Drive.
It's hot inside the kitchen, and you don't want to stand next to the grill in the heat. There's only one thing to do. Make a call to Napoli's Pizza Anytime Specials. Call in the number 2, the original 30-inch party pizza with 4 toppings and a 2-liter soda for $35.99. Or the number 6, 8 chicken fingers, 20 cooked any way you want delicious wings, a 16-inch pizza, 1 topping, and a 2-liter soda for only $43.99. No cooking in the summer heat. It's Napoli's to the rescue.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the Mobile Sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
It's hot inside the kitchen, and you don't want to stand next to the grill in the heat. There's only one thing to do. Make a call to Napoli's Pizza Anytime Specials. Call in the number 2, the original 30-inch party pizza with 4 toppings and a 2-liter soda for $35.99. Or the number 6, 8 chicken fingers, 20 cooked any way you want delicious wings, a 16-inch pizza, 1 topping, and a 2-liter soda for only $43.99. No cooking in the summer heat. It's Napoli's to the rescue.
There's been times where I've been upset and I've taken myself out of games and situations, and that's on me, and I have to grow and be a better player at that. I'm always interested in the game, you know, and I've had the problem with smiling too much, people saying I smile too much or I play too much on the floor. So when I'm not smiling and doing all that stuff, it looks like I'm not interested in the game. So it's like a thin line where I'm like, man, do I not smile or do I smile and have fun? And so that's always been a struggle for me personally.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Well, that was our good buddy Dwight Howard talking about why he's not liked and why no one ever likes him, and you know the reputation he has. And it's all just media created. Nothing he did personally.
No, it's never the athlete's fault.
No,
it was the big bad media. Fake news.
Must have been Jameer Nelson that got Stan Van Gundy fired out of the Orlando Magic. He's curious about me. I just like following him for some reason. D12 has always been kind of interesting.
Interesting, dude. Yeah.
And now that he is on his, it's almost like he's like 16 seasons into the NBA. It's hard to believe. Even at age like 32, he's entering his 15th year. And now with the Wizards. And in that offseason, he was actually being courted like and could have signed with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, think about that. He chose to go to Washington instead of Golden State. Don't you just love Dwight Howard?
You can say he's not chasing rings. I feel pretty comfortable saying that.
Dude, he is so far away from
hot take.
Boy, there's some hot stuff opinions out here.
He's definitely not chasing championships. Now, listen, you know, he's predictably insane. That's what we've come to expect from Dwight Howard is the unexpected.
So you wonder, like, who is around Dwight Howard? Who's in this inner circle that continues to, build the perception against Dwight or actually fills his head with delusion?
It's pretty clear what his inner circle is. Dwight Howard's inner circle is Mo Howard and Curly Howard and maybe Shemp Howard.
And then Curly Joe.
He's replaced Larry as the stooge.
And a Hot Pocket and a Diet Coke.
And here's his uncle, Shemp, that's going to take place. I mean, that's how bad Dwight Howard's gotten. But he surrounded himself with people who lie to him and not telling him the truth, including his trainer named Justin Zormelo, who through the Washington Post says, Dwight wants to evolve into Anthony Davis. Dwight wants to evolve into Kevin Durant, but his own version of that.
Well, you know, no, I get it. You know, Dave, you know, Clay, I mean, I want to be a zookeeper. You say dress for the job that you want, not the job you have. So that's why I look like a safari agent today. I got big plans, man. I got big dreams. Good for you, Dwight Howard. Anything is possible. You can believe it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. No, I can only do this so long, man. Is he sticking with the brand? He's insane. He's crazy. Like, what are you talking about? And I know it wasn't him saying it. It was a strength and conditioning coach. Fine. You need to come out and make a statement. You need to get ahead of the ball on this. You need to go Maryland on this. You need to come out, fire this guy, take him out of your inner circle, because this is crazy. I mean, we should have talked about this yesterday. The fact that it took us 2 days to get to this, I feel shameful about, because this is like the greatest. Well, okay, LeBron going to L.A., greatest story of the offseason. This is the second greatest story of the offseason, that Dwight Howard is sitting at home at his night with his little, whatever his midnight snack is, little bowl of cinnamon Toast Crunch and some bottled water, hopefully, just dreaming about developing a sick 3-point game and a frame that can carry him through the lane like silk. Like, come on, dude.
Dwight,
you're Dwight Howard.
How come you were all right? So now you want to be an outside shooter, which we know you're a terrible shooter
in general. You're a terrible 14-foot shooter. You're not a shooter. You're not Kevin Durant. You're never going to be Kevin Durant.
You're bad at the line, and you haven't even created any post moves of any sincere post moves that have ever been credible at all. At any of the stops that you've been in there, you're a 7-foot big man. You have never created post moves.
Teams actually want Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant. Right? That's another factor in here. Like, you want to, how about you just start with being a desired piece of the puzzle?
Oh, man.
You discard him like used bubblegum. No one cares about Dwight Howard. That's why you're in Washington. And the fact that, you might have been able to go to Golden State just perfectly sums out who Dwight Howard is, his brand, his career, and everything. Like, you know, it's Dwight Howard, man. What more can you say?
So Dwight Howard. His 3-point range for the career, 6-for-63.
It was like Dennis Rodman numbers.
That is. I think Dennis hit about 6-to-8 his entire career.
I remember Dennis Rodman threes. They were an event.
Oh, man. When he was with the Pistons and Chuck Daly was the coach then, every now and then Rodman would pull up for a three, and Daly would put up three fingers like this. And what he meant was, you owe me $3,000 because you get fined every time you try to make a three. Please stop doing that. That's the worm for you. Well, we're out of time.
Back when people could be fined $3,000 and it mattered. 1988.
Right. Back when you could give interviews like Jalen Ramsey and it wouldn't be a thing.
Right.
You could just say whatever you felt and everything was good.
Yep.
Social media,
baby. 24-hour news cycle. Let's go.
Let's go. We'd like to thank all our guests, Mick Akers from Las Vegas Sun, as well as Ralph Michaels from WagerTalk.com. Ralph covered Notre Dame preview as well as the MAC. You can get all of that online at lvsportsnetwork.com for our podcast under the Press Box. I'd like to thank Jared Diamond here as well as Ryan McKinnell. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, buddy.
See you tomorrow. And we'll have J.R. Starkus for National Rum Day. We'll also have R.J. Bell as well and a lot more NFL as we continue to follow the league for preseason week number 2. For Ryan and Jared, I'm Clay Baker. We thank you for listening. Coming up next, the Las Vegas Sportsline with Dave Kokin and Teddy Cervansky here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey everyone, Ed Graney from the Press Box here. Yeah, I know it was inevitable most would overreact to Baker Mayfield's debut as an NFL player. Happens all the time with rookies. Well, do you know what is not an overreaction? The true greatness of MyPillow. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code PRESSBOX, or call 1-800-948-1192. And get this, folks, for just about the price of one MyPillow, you can now get 4 pillows. I said 4! No more stirring at 3 a.m. to flip your pillow. No reshaping, no tossing and turning. MyPillow will change your life forever. It has definitely changed mine. Head to MyPillow.com right now, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code PRESSBOX or call 1-800-948-1192. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. You can't beat this deal. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I said 10 years and 60 days. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special and enter promo code PRESSBOX for that discount you want and need. Call 1-800-948-1192. Sleep better, everyone.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
It's back, and it's even better. The Great Giveaway Football Contest from Station Casinos. 400 end-of-season winners, including a Beezer home for most winners and most losers. Win a Ford Mustang, Fusion, Escape, or F-150 every week. Still just $25. Buy 2 entries, get a 3rd one free. Sign up by August 22nd and get a free T-shirt. The $2 million Great Giveaway Football Contest. At all Station Casinos, Palms, Fiestas, Wildfires, and the El Cortez. Complete rules at the sportsbooks.
It's time. You better get a Jetta at Findlay True North Volkswagen during the Volkswagen Smile and Drive Days. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. They put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road. Head north to Azure Drive.
It's hot inside the kitchen and you don't want to stand next to the grill in the heat. There's only one thing to do. Make a call to Napoli's Pizza Anytime Specials. Call in the number 2. The original 30-inch party pizza with 4 toppings and a 2-liter soda for $35.99. Or the number 6. 8 chicken fingers, 20 cooked any way you want delicious wings, a 16-inch pizza, 1 topping, and a 2-liter soda for only $43.99. No cooking in the summer heat. It's Napoli's to the rescue.
Yes, air conditioning and plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time, wearing your own clothes, is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.